Good morning, everyone. It is a joyous, controlled, kind of festive chaos as dawn breaks over the nation's capital on this inauguration day, with a little less than 5 hours away from the moment of Barack Obama's swearing in. And joining us is our friend and Capital News Connection reporter Todd Zwillick, who joins us from one of the best seats in the business for today's festivities. We talked to you about an hour ago. I suspect it's a little bit warmer there, Todd, and there's probably more people around you, correct?
You suspect it's warmer? That's funny coming from those.
Well, the sun's up. Come on.
It's warmer. It's warmer in New York City in your studio, John. The sun is starting to come up. We're not feeling the heat. There are a few more people. Certainly, more people on the dais setting up. They've passed out blankets on the chairs for all of the dignitaries. They haven't given us any. Photographers are streaming in, and there are flash bulbs all the way down the mall. Looks like all the way, as far as I can see, almost to the Washington Monument.
Now, normally you're on Capitol Hill with a gaggle of, you know, Capitol Hill reporters and, you know, those jaded press corps folks in Washington. Are you getting used to all this festive kind of joy that's taking place around you?
Well, when you're on the street, you get a little... Well, there's a little bit of frustration with traffic. I'm sure anyone who lives in New York or Boston or any other city knows what that feels like, especially during tourist season. We don't get tourist seasons like this in the dead of winter, and it's about as busy as it can be. 3 a.m. on the way down here, it might as well have been rush hour. However, here in the stadium seating, are the press jaded? I don't know. Everyone seems to be living in the moment. There's a lot of energy for people who are coming out here at 4 a.m. I'll tell you that. People never have that kind of enthusiasm at this time of the morning.
And you've met some great folks, and I want you to tell me a little bit about some people that you spoke with yesterday. And Army Staff Sergeant Kevin Kennerly says that he's going to the inauguration with his wife. The little detail, though, is that she's actually about to give birth to a baby. Here she is. Here he is.
Oh, she's dilated. Dilated like 75% of your face. I tried to exclude her from it, and she told me, no, I'm coming. And I said, okay.
So what was that couple like, Kevin Kennerly and his wife, Todd?
He's a 32-year-old staff sergeant in the Medic Corps. You're right. His wife works at the Pentagon. She's a staffer for the Joint Chiefs. Her due date is today. And you heard him say, you heard him say that she is dilated and we're coming anyway. Now, you ask him, how the heck are you going to do that? And he said, well, I'm a medic. My buddies are all medics. The whole unit's going. Don't worry. We've got a doctor in the unit, so it'll be fine. That was his attitude. And he you heard him say he wanted her to stay home. She said, I'm coming. So I think that was the final word. She said, I'm going to be there. Assuming she's not in the hospital right now.
Right. Well, and here's Staff Sergeant Kennerly giving us a little medical advice here.
I don't think she'd deliver then. I'm hoping the 21st, the next day. I think that'd be better. Yeah. I don't think she's going to make the ball, though. I'm going to the ball. I don't think she's going to make the ball. You already discussed it. She said, I can go.
With or without his wife, he'll be at the ball. That's
right.
Army Staff Sergeant Kevin Kennerly, who is going to the inauguration with his wife. And maybe he'll have a new baby there. Who knows? Thank you so much, Todd Zwillick.
Daughter Kaylin. She's daughter Kaylin if she comes.
All right. Thanks so much. Todd Zwillick right there next to the swearing-in stand in Washington, D.C. on the Mall at Inauguration Central.